Of energy, we've seen this remarkable transformation where the U.S. is actually increasing oil production. But I wonder if we might go back to the earlier years of your administration where it looked like we've become more and more concentrated in the Mideast. How did oil figure into your policy discussions at that time?
I mean, yeah, we have 47% of our energy from overseas and figured it a lot.
But I mean, a direct part of your conversation. No, we never said keep oil going. But it's implicit foreign policy. If you take a look at the Iranian issue, one reason why the United Nations can't get China to sanction Iran is because Iran provides a lot of energy for China. It's a realism to the world. And our economic security and national security are going to change dramatically, particularly as the hemisphere. With Canada and hopefully Mexico and the United States develop more and more sources of energy. Yeah, it figures in. It doesn't drive it. I mean, you know, people accuse me of going to Iraq as oil wrong. That was not the way. It was third part of the Bush doctrine. But yes, I mean, a dependency upon oil creates economic insecurity, for starters. I mean, a major terrorist attack on a Middle East supplier of crude oil, when you're importing 70% of your oil from that part of the region, will cause an economic disruption.